Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know. Author, Jill Geisler. Imposed leadership. Each day someone with power invests in someone else, transforming the chosen person from staff to management, from producer to supervisor, and, in the best cases, from follower to leader. All with a simple change of a title. It's always a risk. Most managers plunge in without benefits of training. The scenario goes like this. You are a good performer, so you are tapped to lead a team. And then everything changes. What made you good at your craft isn't guaranteed to make you good at helping others excel. The challenges of management. To be a great boss, you don't have to be perfect. However, the path to becoming a great boss should begin with an honest reckoning of the high degree of difficulty along with the rewards that comes with the role of manager. 1. Managers disappoint people every day. 2. Managers push people out of their comfort zones. 3. Managers are routinely caught in the middle. 4. Managers can't always tell people what they want to know. 5. Managers make mistakes. The rewards of management. You leverage your expertise and develop new skills. You have the power to build a workplace culture. You help people succeed. You design strategy and guide execution. You manage meaning and share a vision. The evil twin. As an aspiring great boss, you're on your way to making some achievements and making certain to avoid mistakes. But it's not as easy as it seems, because while you know you're trying your best, you have an evil twin who's working against you. But you don't even know it. This evil twin springs to life through the perception of others, who see things through their own lenses, not yours. Managers know what they believe in, what they aspire to be, and what their intentions are in their everyday interactions with staff. But what they carry in their hearts and minds isn't necessarily apparent to others. For example, a boss who wants staffers to feel they have a voice in daily decision-making and asks for lots of input before acting sees himself as collaborative, while staffers see his evil twin, indecisive. The power grid of leadership. When you have power and you are smart and strategic in how you use it, you can get things done more effectively. The power grid of leadership is the juice that fuels your responsibilities and ambitions. This grid is complicated, and there are 5 different sources of power on it. 1. Legitimate power. It's your title and your rank in the organization. 2. Expert power. It's the knowledge you bring to your role. 3. Coercive power. It's your ability to threaten and punish. 4. Reward power. It's your capacity to provide something of value in exchange for performance. 5. Referent power. When you have referent power, people identify with you and what you stand for. They believe you walk your talk and they aspire to be like you. Leaders lacking in emotional intelligence tap only 3 sources of power on the leadership grid: legitimate, expert, and coercive. They neglect the 2 that have the most interpersonal impact: reward and referent. They fail to build positive relationships and undercut their opportunities to build influence. You are a walking message. Nothing you say, do, or feel goes unnoticed. Unless you are strategic, intentional, and clear, people will misread you. So tune up your self-awareness and social awareness, and be on the alert for miscues. Here are some of the most common messages you never knew you sent. Work like me. Talk to me 24/7. I like these folks best. Life is good, bad. Close the loop. If you want to be known as a great leader, be absolutely vigilant about closing the loop in your communications. Be the leader that rarely keeps people hanging for answers or unclear about next steps. Leaders who fail to follow through or do it in slow motion cause frustration, anxiety, and wasted time for their staff. Have you experienced a situation like this? You sent an email to a colleague asking if it's possible to get together for a few minutes the next day to review the budget change. Your coworker replies, "Sorry, I'll be in an off-site meeting all day." You received half an answer to your question: "No for tomorrow, yes for..." The information loop is left hanging open. You're frustrated, but if he replies, "I'll be at an off-site meeting all day, but I think I'm open between 9 and 11 the following morning," the message is clear. Your request matters. The response proves it. It's obvious how bad it is if colleagues fail to close the loops. But it's especially problematic when the boss is the offender. Rather than criticize the boss, they grumble and try to work around the information gaps, often adding needless extra work and losing respect for their bosses. So don't cause needless problems. Close your loops. but don't make it your personal habit alone. Teach it to others. Tie it to important values you talk about. Respect, collaboration, and effectiveness. Until it becomes a part of your team's culture. Stop fixing, start coaching. Coaching is all about teaching people how to make their own good decisions instead of just telling them what to do. It raises the quality of work, workers, and the workplace. This doesn't necessarily mean that fixers are bad bosses. They are responsible managers who get the job done, but through micromanagement and control. While fixing is based on giving answers and solutions, coaching is mainly built on questions. But they have to be good ones. The most powerful coaching questions are clear and direct. They are designed to clarify a situation and lead people to a solution. Have you tried this? When was that? What kind of errors did you face? Open-ended. They cannot be answered with just yes or no. They require the respondent to think and add more information. What makes you think that? What do you mean? Any other possibilities? Non-judgmental. They aren't loaded with criticism. For example, don't ask, isn't it foolish to keep worrying about such things? Leadership change. Change has become the new normal in the world of work. If you want to build, maintain, and improve your workplace, you have to become adept, not just at managing, but at leading change. Great bosses never assume the status quo is good enough. Here are the 5 change accelerators that make all the difference during change. 1. Education. Change requires us to learn new ways of doing things. However, you might encounter some resistance from those who fear losing face or status in their organization. For those, just calmly, firmly, let people know you're moving forward and you want them with you. 2. Emotion. Successful change is based on understanding and managing emotions. People don't analyze, think, change, but they see, feel change. So don't just tell people things. Show them truths and touch their emotions and move them to change their behaviors. 3. Motivation. As a manager, you know the power of autonomy, which gives employees choice and voice. People fall in love with their own ideas and solutions. So when you're looking to change systems or brainstorm innovation, get your team involved on the front end. Enlist their ideas, get them invested. 4. Collaboration. Today's organizations depend on collaboration. Less turf protection, more sharing. But there's often a roadblock to that change. Team building. Perfectly functioning teams turn into silos. Silos are insular groups that may do fine work, but don't play well with others. 5. Communication. The key to successful communication is that you need to repeat yourself a lot. Relentlessly communicate what the change is, why it's necessary, and what people ought to be doing right now. Lead with the heart and then the head. Build competence, confidence, and collaboration. Your leadership legacy. For each one of us who aspires to be a great boss, to be a true leader, it all comes back to that one question. What do you really want to be known for? Of course, you now have a very good answer to that question. You must have learned that the most important thing you do or can do as a leader is to help others succeed and to be happy in their work. Look in your feedback glasses, motivate your employees, and be up to challenges and changes, and you will not just be self-aware, but you'll be determined to manage yourself so you can truly lead others. You're on the quest to build a culture where people are proud and happy to come to work. You are preparing for that day when someone hands you a manila folder, filed with feedback from your team. You'll be nervous when you open the folder to see the message you'd hope to see. You are a great boss.